Hello, people of God. Hello, everyone. So welcome to my podcast again. So last time I was going to start a story, but then I decided I didn't want to make it long. It was just a testing the microphone kind of conversation. So today I think I want to talk about how I was able to transition. Like, it's going to be a story. It's not going to be like, okay, I don't know if I should make it the way that you can be able to try it. Okay, let me just do just the story first. And then we can do the outline of the steps. You could take maybe another recording. Okay. So, story time. When I started planning or thinking of career transitioning into technology, that was last year, 2022 January. So my company, Learning Academy, my company came up with Tech Academy, and then I had to apply. I was like, ooh. And I'm going to tell you, me applying basically was not just, I didn't just wake up and say I was going to apply. So one of my colleagues then was a customer service personnel. He just saw an email from him and he was like, he's no longer in the unit, he's going to the engineering unit as a front end. I was like, front end engineer. I'm like, wow. I kept wowing that day. I just had to pick up my phone and I called him. I'm like, it was not really a friend, it was not a colleague. So when it's a long distance kind of colleague, we're the same unit, but I've not really had an encounter with him to that particular day. But I'm the kind of person that when I'm curious about something, I don't mind if I've spoken to you before or not, I would ask. So I picked up my phone, I looked for his number on the mail, and I called him. I was like, hey, congratulations, how's it going, and all those stuff. And I now asked him, like, what's up, how was that, how was it? And then he was like, oh, Shoe Tech Academy, blah, 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 all those kind of stuff. And then I was like, yay, engineer, here I come. So that was how I had to apply that year, 2022 January. And then I started my journey of learning front-end development. Okay, I learned HTML, CSS, Java, a bit of JavaScript, writing the logic and everything, to the point that I even had to take the title in my class then, CSS Queen. Okay, it was fun. I was excited. I was super excited. It was like an amazing experience. Do you know what it means? You just, you know, you think of something, you are typewriting some codes, and then you're making a landing page looking beautiful the way you're envisioning it in your head. You're making it look like that. I learned how to make sites mobile responsive and everything. I was feeling like I've arrived, in fact. That was how I was feeling. So I think it really sharpened my problem thinking skills. Problem solving skills, yes, and creative thinking. It really sharpened it, okay? Because during that period, there was this process flow that was dropped in my unit. And then I looked at it, I was like, you know, the way you are doing all the tech stuff, telling how you can make things, you know, faster and automate and blah, 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 all those many things. So as I looked at that process, I was like, this process is looking so very long. I think there's something I can do about it, with, you know. And then I just wrote some code, and wrote some logic. And then the ones I couldn't do, because it was basically front end, I overthought, I did the sketching, I did the, you know, the sketch and all that. And I kept it. Okay, so before the time that I saw that problem, and then I started building the landing page for it and doing the sketch, we were done with Tech Academy, okay? And then we are done with our project defense. So meanwhile, while we're doing the project defense, one of the subject matters experts, my current supervisor, who is a guru when it comes to process engineering and all that, he was in that panel. And then when we were done at my group, when we were done with the presentation, he said he liked our thought process, because somehow what we talked about was what they were already building. And then he was amazed at, you know, how flawless people that have not been, you know, like people that don't have any business with products, strategy, product development, we were able to think that way. So he just started talking with us. You know, he said he wanted to hear our plans and all that. So while we're having a conversation, I just shifted in. No, that, you know, remember, nobody say closed mouth is a closed destiny. Believe me, that's basically the truth. So it just came to my mind, closed mouth is a closed destiny. So while we're having that conversation, I was like, opportunity to actually say something, because sometimes I can be really shy. So I now told him that, I have some other ideas that maybe I could bounce them off. He was like, oh, sure, no problem. That was it. For me, that was jackpot. Because after that engagement, I reached out, I shared that solution that I came up with, and he said he loved it. He loved the thought process. He loved the way my mind, you know, works and stuff like that. But because I've already designed the landing page, like that's the front end part of that solution, he was like, it looks like I'm so much into coding and design and like coding front end development. I said yes, because that's where I was coming from. I didn't really know there was a difference from where he was and where I was going to. But he now said, oh, there's a difference. I don't really do this, but I can, you know, guide you to this person that does this. Okay, that is in charge of, you know, the engineering part of it. I do the product part of it. Somebody else does the engineering part of it. It all sounded the same to me. At that particular time, it all sounded the same to me. But when he now said that, and he was so serious about it, I was like, oh, I had to, you know, look at his signature again, look at his unit, and said to like start asking questions. What do these guys do? What is this? That was when I started knowing that there's something like product management. Before, I've always known project management. As at January 2022, I didn't know there was any like product management. I always feel that when I see it, I always feel that maybe there was a mistake somewhere. I've always known project, but never product. When he mentioned that, I had to like look and say, oh, there's something like that. And then somehow they got the technical recruiter involved in my organization. So I was supposed to have two different job interviews. Basically, the one with my current supervisor, that's my current role as a product manager, because they like the way my brain works and the way I look at things. Well, I look at things from a lazy man point of view, because I just feel like everything should be automated. Before they want me to automate life, like everything I do to the barest minimum, I assure you that I'm going to be one of the first persons that was going to do that. But it's almost not possible. So he said he loved the way. So that was why I was able to have two interviews. I was supposed to have two internal interviews, one for this product and one for what I was already doing and what I was first introduced to, which is front end development. But because the product management interview came first, I went for it, and ta-da, I got the job. Okay, so I didn't really have to go for the front end, and I'm not regretting it, because right now in product management, right now I'm doing general product management. There's no specialization, but I know that with the knowledge I have, if I still keep at it, I might end up doing technical product management. You understand? It's still going to be, where I am, I'm still in touch with codes. I might not be coding, yes, I'm not coding, but then I still work with developers. It's more like working with the cross collaboration team. So I'm working with, like, I still hear debugging, I still hear APIs, I still hear all those talks and stuff. You're talking about, the classy, I am commenting at the code and all those. I'm still hearing all the code terminologies, but then I'm not touching it, I'm not working with it. But that was basically how I was able to, you know, move into technology. So, okay, maybe I should just list what you really need to do when you are trying to transition. Okay, for me, I think the first thing is knowing how to shoot your shot for every little opportunity, because this opportunity comes once. I don't think opportunity really comes once. Okay, but make use of every opportunity, but be prepared. I think the long story cut short is be prepared. Where you know what you want, be prepared. Any opportunity you see, shoot your shot. Any opportunity you see, preach your pitch. So I was ready. So when we had that conversation, I was able to say, oh, can I bounce off my ideas? And they were like, yeah, sure. And then I was able to bounce off those ideas that got me interested. And then actually got me two different interviews, which I didn't finally go for one. But it was me being prepared that got me there. And for me, I feel it's easier to transition in. Well, it depends on the organization. But for me, in my organization, I think it's easier for you to transition from whatever role you are to another role, and then you get that experience. Because going out there, it's cold outside. Especially when you're trying to start transition into a new career. That's what I think. But it might not really be it for everybody. But for me, I think it's easier. Especially when you have an enabling organization, when you work in an enabling organization. So, I don't know what I'm going to talk about next time, but this is the story of how I moved from my traditional role in a bank to where I am as a product manager, and all the ups and the downs that got me there. So, thank you for sitting around and listening to me rant. I'll be listening to my gist. So, see you some other time. Bye. Hey there, welcome to From Here to There, which fine. So today we're going to talk about career transitioning, and oh, forgive my manners, how have you been, how are you doing, and how is it going up in your space? Okay, so today we'll be talking about career transitioning. Well, I've been talking about career transitioning for some time now, and well, trust me, I know it's enough of you about it, and I've actually been through more career changes than I care to admit, though some of them have not been huge, like transitioning from a more traditional role to a non-coding role, like product management. Okay, most of them have not been this large, but yes, I've done one or two. When I went from the agricultural sector into the banking sector, it was like a career change. I went from farm manager to tailoring. Well, so I've actually learned a few things along the way. So buckle up and get ready for some practical advice. Okay, so the first thing I think you need to do is to self-reflect. So step one, self-reflection. Well, it's like, you know, standing in front of a mirror, looking at yourself. But this time around, instead of looking, seeing your, for ladies, seeing your makeup, your hair, your fine lip gloss and lipstick and everything, you should be seeing your values, your strengths, your weaknesses. It's going to be crazy, like, when you try to do that, but trust me, it is worth it. Okay, so it's basically like you asking yourself, what am I good at? Okay, what do I enjoy doing? And most importantly, where am I heading to? Like, my last career change, you know, with the Japa fever and everything, I don't ask myself a question. Like, I can remember when I was having that conversation with one of my friends, he's currently in France, and I was like, what am I supposed to be doing? Like, if I'm trying to leave this country now, what am I supposed to apply for? What kind of job role am I supposed to be applying for? Am I going to be applying for a tailoring role? What exactly am I supposed to be applying for? And well, I asked myself that question several times, and I knew that I couldn't tell people that I was in a bank. Like, it was not something I was going to do after a while. For me, it was not a career, it was more of like a role, like something I was doing to put food on the table. So when I asked myself that question, like, it was a self-reflection moment. I said, I just have to change this career. Like, this is not a career, this is just a job that I'm doing. I need a career. And that was why I pursued, and I put in my best, and ta-da, here we are today as a product manager. Okay, so step one, self-reflection. Then step two, you research. Okay, I'm not talking about term paper research. I'm not talking about just mad hours of, you know, going through scrolling this internet books and everything. I'm talking about industry research. Like for me, I had to like, okay, what's going on? Where do we have job openings? Which industry has higher growth projection in 2, 3, 5, 10 years time? What are people learning? What kind of opportunities are happening, like opening up? And I realized that, man, tech is something, especially front end, like development, like front end, back end, all those scope. There's kind of stuff that you get to hear. It's not just me. I know if you go on YouTube right now, look at people that have Japan to Canada, you get to see that most of them that got the job from here, most of them were working remotely before they left. It was basically more of the technology. I'm just going to be sincere, more of the coding stuff. So I felt that was it. Okay. So for you just have to, you know, do your research. Where the industry you want to go into, what's happening there, what are the skills that are useful, that are being required, are being asked of for people that are trying to venture, or the people that are already in that particular field. So you do your research, you find out the skill requirements for your desired role, and you go for it. Okay. And then the third thing I would say for me, the third thing for me is skill building. So now you have researched, you've gotten what you, the skills, you know, the industry you're going to, you have seen the skills that are being asked of, the knowledge you're supposed to have and stuff like that. You start building those skills. Okay, this step is like going back to school, but without the annoying homework and teachers and then the bullies. No, this is going back to school without all those. Okay, here you'll be building your skills. Like, it's very essential. You have made your research, you have seen the required skills, you have to build them. It's very essential in your career transitioning. If you need to take online courses, please do. If you need to attend boot camps, please do. If you need to attend workshops, please do. Okay. If there's an opportunity wherever you are at a particular moment, for me, my organization, they have a learning academy, and there was an opportunity for me to apply to Tech Academy, and I took the opportunity. If there's stuff like that, find out if your organization is doing some, you know, professional training development, if they reimburse you. Like, my organization also reimburses when you take some certifications or courses to make you a better person, or to place you on a better pedestal for you to, you know, operate maximally. They reimburse you back. So just find out, even when they actually don't reimburse, even when you're not going to get your money back, hey, it's an investment in yourself. Nobody's going to take it away from you. You could always, you know, jump on the bandwagon, go for it, learn, build it. Then when you are done with self-reflection, which is step one, you do your research, which is the step two, then you do your skill building, which is the step three, and then for me, action. Step four is the action. Okay, so for example, for me, that I learned front end, I started working on some projects apart from the ones we did hands-on for projects in our training. I still had to do some side stuff. Okay, so I had a portfolio. I looked around, tried to get, you know, see problems. I tried to find a solution to it. I see a challenge. I tried to think of, create a strategy for, you know, bringing a better solution or re-engineering the process that is currently existing for a particular thing. So I was already putting those skills that I've built to practice. Okay, I had a portfolio to show. I had a problem that I had that I built a solution for. I had those things. Okay. Then when you have this, you now start networking. So you don't start networking when you have not flexed your muscle. For me, you taking action is like you flexing your muscle. You practicing what you have learned is like, you know, going to the gym and, you know, flexing your muscle. So when you are done with your flexing of your muscle, that's your action, building your portfolio, doing some case studies, writing some case studies and all that, you can now start networking. But then the step in between action and networking, it's you getting your resume up to date, getting your LinkedIn profile to reflect your new career goals, your resume to, you know, cover up. You could even list your GitHub for developers. You could list your personal portfolio, personal website. Even as a product manager, you can also list a personal website to get. But that is what you do in between taking action and your networking. So when it comes to networking, which is the fifth step, you go all out there. It's scary. Seriously, it's scary, but it's crucial. It's scary, but it's crucial. But for me, it's I didn't really network, but I'm currently doing that now because I have plans to go to, you know, to grow further in my career. But for where I am at the moment, I didn't have to do all the many networking. I just had to, you know when to speak out, okay, and speak up, and how to, you know, present myself. It was more of an internal, you know, career change, so it was easier for me. I had access to the emails of the people I needed to speak with. So it was easier for me. But some people actually do that. Even like on LinkedIn, you know, they have the email. You could send a direct message to the hiring manager on LinkedIn. But still, I'm not going to dive into it because I don't know that part. I'm not going to talk about what I don't know. So basically, what I'm giving is a practical step. So I can't talk about that. I'm only talking about. But I know networking is very important because right now it's like I've gotten to meet. I've started meeting people and I started having, you know, interesting kind of conversations, talking about the industry. Like it's very important because you don't know where your future boss or your future coworker is going to be. It could be your network could be the one referring you to that dream job. So you can never tell. So those are the five steps. So I'm going to take it from the top again. The first step is self-reflection. The second step is research. The third step is skill building. The fourth step is action. And 4B is dusting your resume and your LinkedIn profile. Then the fifth step is networking. So, well, there you have it. That's my take on career transitioning. Remember, it's okay to feel scared. Believe me, it's okay to feel scared. It's to feel uncertain, especially when you're trying to move like completely from your industry to another industry, or maybe from your organization to another organization. It can be overwhelming. Believe me. But with hard work and a cup of tea, with the right support system, you can actually make your dreams a reality. So yeah, this is me rooting for you. This is me saying, go get that dream job. This is me saying, you don't have to stay on that job if it's no longer interesting, except you just want to just keep putting feet on the table. But if you want to be excited, if you're no longer excited about the job you do, I think it's high time you start thinking about moving. You don't just accept when you're asked to go, But I feel if as a human being that is, you know, career person, and you have been working and you're no longer excited about what you do, you no longer love what you do, it's mad out there. I think you just need to take these 5 steps and move and go into something you love, and go into something you're excited about. And I believe it's gonna work out perfectly fine for you and me, because we are still growing. So thanks for listening to From Here to There, It's Fine Today, and I'll see you next time for more insights on career transition in personal development and product management. And then sometimes I'll also talk about my life generally, like my rants or stuff as they happen. So yeah, thank you for giving me 14 minutes, and I'm over here. Thank you for giving me almost 15 minutes of your time. So have a lovely day, lovely weekend, lovely night. Yeah, enjoy the rest of your day, enjoy the rest of your night, and see ya very soon. Ta-ta, bye.